This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we often seek a deeper understanding of our life's purpose when it feels like we're treading through the unknown. This last year, we were all treading through the unknown as stay-at-home orders were issued around the world due to COVID-19. But when I turn to the scriptures, I see that in Luke chapter 4, Jesus gives us a good example of what it looks like to have clarity of purpose. Specifically, he talks to the people in the synagogue and tells them that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him and has appointed him to preach the good news to the poor. The scriptures go on to say that everyone in the synagogue stared at him intently because he had made it very clear who he was and why he was there. This passage reminds me of the days when I tried to explain to someone what I believe God was calling me to do. I would ramble on and on, confusing both the person I was talking to as well as myself, instead of speaking with clarity. One thing I observed about this passage is that prior to Jesus' appearance in the synagogue, he had spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, being tested and being tempted. Clearly, going through a period of testing can bring about great clarity. Are you experiencing a trial, and has it made you question your life's course? If so, hold on to these words. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. James 1:12. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, clarity follows a test.